Hello there and welcome. My name is Cuddy Kane and this is the Verzian Chronicles. Today we're doing something a little different. We're taking a look at a game I got through the Twitch launcher called Cyberhook. So let's give it a look. I've already started at the title screen and click play. I have not played a second of this, so I have no idea what's going on. It says initializing subject. Runner detected. Gathering name. Name found. Whoa, don't put my real name on the screen. What the hell? Potential abnormal threat to numero detected. Uninstalling map knowledge. Uninstalling hook mastery. Uninstalling... Oh my goodness, uninstalling everything. It even tried to uninstall my consciousness, but failed. And then it says unauthorized access detected, error, and then some words. And immediately drops us into some sort of world. We are in first person, and we got dropped down onto a platform in the middle of a... You ever saw those vaporwave commercials, vaporwave shows? Okay, so I've got this, I'm in this vaporwave looking place, and I can move to the left, to the right, to the forward, and the back, and I can jump, and I can even see my hands when I start running. There they are, wireframe hands, and it's just hands. I come across this robot that says, "Oh, hello there, I'm Drawn, thanks to meet you. You must be the latest runner caught in the game. Well, you managed to walk to me, so it looks like the hack worked. I don't think you want me to pour out the story of this place, so grab your hook and let's get right into it." My hook? Oh, I've got a hook in my right hand now. Okay, dope. I threw it up in the air. It looks cool. "Here's your cyber hook. It's your main way of moving around. Grab, pull, swing, thrust, you name it. I can do it. Conditions may apply. So, go ahead, shoot the blue cube by pressing the key. Now just press the key to hold yourself to it. And finally, press space to release the hook. All right, it seems the little double jump to be safe. Press space and then space again. All right, I got a double jump. Cool. There we go. Now you know the basics for surviving in here. The rest just takes a little bit of practice. When you're ready, enter this portal. You'll start actually having fun. All right, so let's do this. Oh, it's actually got momentum physics. Holy shit, that's actually pretty cool. Okay, so I hooked on this blue thing and then hooked again, and it's like this momentum physics sort of game. Okay, I dig this. Is probably pretty fun. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. All right, so. Okay, so I had to climb up a wall. There was two things I had to jump to, which is pretty cool. All right, let's hook here. Okay. All right, so I'm doing some crazy hook jumping. And yeah, so you can actually hook pretty quickly. I got up to 119 miles per hour, I guess. 30 seconds is the par time for that. Can I redo that level? Let's redo it. There's a par time. 30 seconds is the one time I got. There we go. And... oh, if I could grab something, that'd be great. Okay, you will grab something else and just keep moving. I wonder if you get faster on the ground. Let's find out. 25 seconds, is that clear? That is a clear. The next one is at 20 seconds. All right, let's do it one more time. We can get that 20-second goal, can't we? We just run forward. Oh, I didn't release in time. Let's restart that and try again. So I jumped, tried to release, and failed. So we jump, we grab... we release, we grab and release, and then, okay, we're trying to get up to speed here. There we go, and can I make it? Uh, 24 seconds, not fast enough for that 20 second barrier, but you heard me click, 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 and all right, we'll go to the next level. Let's see what the next level is all about. All right, here's the bot again. Ah, you're back. Let's see how well you did. That's pretty good. And I'm sure you're getting better with some new techniques. Anyways, come over here and I'll show you how to bend time. Bend time, okay. All right, so I'm coming to you. I'm bending time. What's up? Let's bend time. So you'll slow down time by pressing shift. I can explain the science by it, but think none of us really care. Go ahead and press shift. All right, we got it. Time is slowed down. Okay. Pretty cool, huh? Give you time to recover from mistakes and give you a small and range increase under the hood. You can practice here. Just go through that glowing cannon and time warp in the air to grab the blue platform below you. Okay. All right. So do we... Yeah, we gain speed. Dang! You can catch some awesome speed doing that. And you can time stop just briefly enough to get your bearings and just push that much faster. All right, so let's get running. We're on a time loop. All right, so we're running. We're moving fast. There we go. All right, we're moving. We're moving really fast right now. We're moving at 140 miles an hour. And we completed the course. There was a bunch of time crates, time loops. We got 3 stars, baby. Tubes of speed complete. Our leaderboard, 700th out of 500 people. We did. We did awesome. That was just a pretty fun game. I'm not really explaining it a lot really good, but it's like got all of these different things that's going on. The bot comes up and says, come to me and I'll show you the real deal. Okay, the real deal. All right, I'm cool with that. All right, we got... Yeah, they're tracking you down. These green cubes are coming from somewhere else. I don't have time to explain much, but these green cubes will block your path. Problem is, don't I really destroy these? Try pressing random buttons like the alternative button. Okay. I mean, it does the job. It'll definitely help you get through the levels. Just go over that wall in the back. Okay. Okay, and we're good to go? All right, so... All right, so we have a... Okay. Okay, yeah, now we're in Cubes of Despair. Now, we have a gun now that shoots green blocks that will block our path, but we are stronger than the green blocks. All right, I see the whole course. Cool. Just break the things. Okay. Just keep moving. Okay. No, I'm gonna die! I hit the kill plane underneath the level. All right, we're moving now. We're moving really fast, 140 mile an hour. Okay. All right, so we made it to a time loop little thing. Now we're falling. And now we're picking up speed again. At very high speeds, the game is very hard to see what's going on. That's my only problem with it. Oh, I just literally ran into the back wall. I'm moving so fast. And I got 2 stars. That's not bad. I think because I messed up earlier that it really threw me off. This is a blast of a game. It's really fun. It's really visual, though. I think this probably would be better streamed. But we'll do this section of the game. Last thing before you go. I guess that you must be wondering what's going on here. Yes. The only thing you need to know is you have to gather those little crystals at the end of each level. The power portal will get you home. And don't worry about me. My job is to help people trapped here escape since I kind of asked for this fate. What? You asked for it? Ah, hum. Yes, the last little thing. If you want to proceed, go ahead and shoot the crystal right here. You'll be able to select some new level to play. The more levels you clear, the more crystals and the more worlds you'll unlock. Now go get them, champ. Okay. All right. So we got some levels to do. I've got next world is unlocked in 7. So we got to get 8 more crystals, and we unlock the next world, which we'll find out what that looks like. All right, we made it through that one. That one was a whole bunch of like mid-air platforms that were kind of crazy to get across, but we did it in 12 seconds. This is a very visual game, so it's hard to explain exactly what's going on, but you can hear me clip, 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 clipping, right? So it's a lot of fast-paced movements on the fly. All right, so I'm making a lot of really fast-paced decisions on the fly. And it's kind of fun, actually. So you're moving really fast. And basically, okay, so if I can just get close to the portal, I can hook it. Yes, okay. Oh my goodness, I was like so far away from the portal in the sky. It was so bad. I was like, I'm not going to make this jump. All right, next level. Let's keep going. We are on the jump level. Okay, I see there's a lot of jumping to be done. Okay. Oh, we're going down, apparently. Oh, I see. Okay, I see what's going on. And this is just a jump level, apparently. All right, we're just going down. And every time you're in the air, you actually lose speed. So it's almost better to be on the ground as much as possible, almost. It's one of those things where I want to be on the ground to move faster. Again, very visual, very, very hyperactive game. This one's called Aggressive. Ah, fiddle. Nope, not going to make it. This is a restart. Restart the level. All right, so this one's very hard. The level's very... Again, this level's... This game is, like, very aggressive with how it plays. You know what? Fuck it. We'll go underneath it. We'll do the underneath the. And we found a tube that's going to shoot us in the sky. And now we got to run. All right, we got a running section. 140 mile an hour. 30 seconds lost. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. And we didn't get fast enough. That was a hard level. I was very confused about where I was going and what I was doing. All right, what did I do? All right. You've been doing great. And I just hope you're going to have fun till we go home or he finds us. Who? He's he. I mean, yeah, keep having fun. Let me handle the rest. Actually, that might come in handy. This wall, go move near it and hold space. All right. Voila, you're on a little spider. Aren't you a little spider boy? You can stick to any long wall as long as you like and even run as if you're on the ground. You get a little speed boost when releasing jump and getting your double jump back. Now that I'm saying it, kind of sounds overpowered, doesn't it? It's not like he is playing by the rules either. Never mind. Shoot the crystal and enjoy some more levels. Okay, so I got a wall run ability now. Is that what's going on? So I finished the training. Oh, I finished the beginning. There's actually a few more levels in the beginning. There's three more levels that are locked. And then we have training, which is the next level to do. And we have a minute to complete it. So let's do it. A minute to okay. What the fiddle? There is so much going on here. There's so many walls going on here. So many platforms. And we're just kind of going at it. If I can just grab something. All right, we are literally just swing training at this point. Oh no. I didn't let go of the jump fast enough. And it actually almost messed me up. And we just made it to the end of that one in 34 seconds. And it was actually really tough because I almost messed up. If I had actually let go of that jump in time. Again, I feel like this might be something you guys need to see to believe. But it is kind of something else, you know. It is. Okay. Okay. Nope. Well, maybe I can do this. Here we go. Okay, can we finish the level? We can. 33 seconds. I actually almost fell off the level. I was like so close to falling off the level. It was terrible. And I was so close. So close. Oh my goodness. And I was like, had to recover. I think I'm going to finish these next few levels. And this is something absolutely different than what I'm used to in a game. And I kind of love it. I fell off the level. Boom, there's a death. Nope. Okay, I see kind of how you want, how you're supposed to do this level. I see. You're supposed to... You're supposed to use these things, and you're kind of supposed to Spider-Man around the level, and it's really kind of cool. Can I make that? Nope, I didn't make it. Moving at 200 mile an hour. I can't reach that. It's like you're Spider-Man, and like they say, you know, Spider-Man's the game that makes you feel like Spider-Man, but no, I don't think they've tried this game out at all. Because this is the one that makes you feel like Spider-Man. Let's see if I can just... There we go. And then we just hit this tube, which should take us up to this platform up in the air. Okay. Can I get underneath it and get in the hole? Oh my goodness. 1 minute. I don't even think I did get an unlock. Oh my goodness. All right. Folks, it's hard to explain what this game is. It's if Spider-Man met Vaporwave, and you can even hear it in the background. I'm gonna highly recommend it. If you've got it, go play it. It was on one of the Steam thing, one of the Twitch things a few months back. I saw it, thought nothing of it, thought it looked cool, give it a shot. Go give it a try. You're gonna love it. Oh my goodness. Anyways, Morrowind on Saturday, and if all goes well and all goes hunky to the dory, we should be seeing Dragon Quest next week. So with that said, have a wonderful evening. Short episode, but I'll catch you next time. Have a good morning. It's morning now. My name's Kylie Kane. This has been The Verse and Roll. This has been the, Vertigo Chronicles. Roll that in cape. Bye-bye. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.